like really exhausted.
Yes.
Recording in progress.
That is an accurate representation. Okay, well, supposedly it's recording. I've never done this much. Okay. Anyway.
Recording length, 0:15.
Okay, so I
pause
think...
recording.
I think everybody's here. There's a lot of people. Except for the one person who could not be.
Wait, who couldn't be?
Ryok.
Oh, Ryok.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to that guy in a while.
Doing it earlier, it makes it even harder for him to show up.
Yeah, he didn't intend on it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But,
well,
yeah.
In consolation, there appears to be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich here.
Yeah. So, like I said before, I think the best way to do this is to have, like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes of everybody just opening stuff together and, like, the mayhem, I suppose. And then we can all go around and call on each of you. And you can talk about what you got or ask questions. And the Santas, I feel like there should be a more gender neutral term for Santa.
Hey,
elves?
Noelle was Santa.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
The elves.
Noelle was Amazon's Santa?
Elves. Can the you people hear
Noelle?
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
What is so, Noelle?
Excuse me. I would just like everyone here to know that at certain schools for the blind, they have a Christmas musical called Elvis Presley.
And, oh my God.
It is the... I find it remarkably charming, and I hate schools for the blind on principle, but I do love Elvis Presley.
That is on the record forever.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I will also tell you that the chocolate hazelnut caramel bar, I no longer need Athlon. I have it.
I don't give
to a kid with soul.
I no longer need Sanho. I have
try to be good this bar. Year. But
okay.
That goddamn bully all right.
Guys,
hey,
here.
Pipe down.
We have boxes to open.
Let's be nice to me. She sounds tired.
Yeah, some people have like 92 presents to open. Just kidding. Oh. I'll go around in a circle, square, triangle, whatever, and your Santa does not need to announce themselves if they do not want to. It is optional. If you are really, really confused on what you got and your Santa is not comfortable with speaking up, then feel free to reach out to me and I can reach out to them on your behalf and get information for you. But yeah, do not feel obligated to announce yourself if you don't want to. But if I call on somebody and you got them, that's your chance if you'd like to say like, yeah, I got you. And I can describe to you the things that you got and stuff like that. So. And I think that's everything important.
That's awesome.
So, I give you permission to open your presents.
Open time.
Yay!
Yay.
Yay.
Gosh, I feel like I hold so much power.
Ribbon.
You say something and then certain things start happening.
Squishy.
Pray for trying to rip tapes with fingers.
It's a... It is a blanket.
Oh,
it's a blanket of unknown material.
Goodness.
She's
I do in just a second. I'll get it in a minute.
Oh my gosh, there's so many pairs of socks. That is wonderful. They're all so...
I immediately put it over my legs.
Mine is in the
couch.
A nice bag to keep them in.
Wow!
Are you all just going to tear them at once?
That's what she said to do.
Okay.
Oh,
hey, look.
God.
It shakes.
Oh no! Wow. Popped off.
We just got Nick
a
rattler.
It's a tiny little pillow.
Oh wait, no, it's
the
not.
Pocket
it's
person.
A
I was gonna say it's a pocket person pillow.
It will be a pocket person.
The dog you're getting next.
This
bubble. I thought it might be a shirt. I thought it'd be like a. It's a big shirt.
It's a bunch of milk peanuts.
This feels really soft.
Ooh.
Something roly poly and very soft.
They opened the big one.
It's roly poly.
Oh, it's a bunch of packing peanuts shielding a little tiny tiny ball.
He's wearing this shirt.
Wait, I think that's a blanket? No, maybe it's not. Something.
Thank
yes,
you for coming this morning, soft. Sure.
I should have cut this box, but it's just cutting to lose it.
There's no wrong fighting with so entertaining, but I'm losing it.
Fucking rip the shit out of
this
motherfucker.
Medium size.
Yeah, get
into
Kismet's beer.
I
like shirts. Two American box as well. Hey, why is this?
This is an Amazon order that I placed and not my series. Oops.
Hoodie.
I think it's
you got me just what I
all the bubbles.
It's not a hoodie.
Bubble wrap or firecracker. Now I know what I'm getting you motherfuckers next year.
I would love just a big wrap of bubbles.
Okay, I'm done.
It's a coffee box. Mug.
Crunchy, wrappy noses.
It's a box and
that was my bubble wrap.
In the box there is home and
I did
want to
get someone 60 feet of industrial bubble wrap.
Not in Dan's box.
My bubble wrap
dick's
bigger than your bubble wrap dick.
Oh, wait, it's not. Is it? Oh, maybe it's not.
It's a bag of... What is
it? What is this? Oh, no, it's not full of stuff. Oh, the mug was full of stuff, but it's just...
There's a bag of... I got it.
Liquid or solids?
I'm late.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on! Do you have your present?
Whoa. This song!
Yay!
Someone else knows this song. That is enchanting. Okay, one more.
Wait, what song is it?
What are you still in opening
this? For green alligators and
this is one, yeah.
It is not full
of stuff. This is kind of big bird, like, case thing. Or this is probably
ooh,
maybe chocolate.
Someone put a bunch of foam covers on top of it. There's like
I don't
want to
try this freaking bag of whatever this is up. I'm just trying to
what
just...
What is in the blanket of foam?
I always feel so bad ripping on this tissue paper or something. Or like, oh my goodness. Delicate.
Oh my goodness.
This paper is beautiful.
What is it?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my god, that's a doll.
Small
stand.
Package and a bigger doll package. Stand. Let's see the small one.
Yeah. And that's
that,
a doll.
I'm
a doll
stand.
Stand.
Oh, look at that. It's
elated. Yeah, it's so soft. And he's got big floppy ears.
Oh, there's a thing.
Let's get the bubble.
Oh, nice. So and your claws. What was in your what was in your second?
This finger right there.
Waddling. Holy shit.
Ooh. That is awesome.
It's a little garbage.
I'm trying to break the what
that
they are from side.
I don't know what the cool thing is. Ah.
Oh, aren't you pretty? Oops, you got your hair. Oh no. Let's hold your hair. Ah, pretty. I didn't want to hold your hair.
Oh, this is.
Look,
I think there's a tea bag in my mouth.
I'm human if I see AI things. I don't think so.
Just seeing AI something.
Messed it up.
Oh no.
I mean, unless your person wants to speak up and say what they are, then.
Harry, Harry, you are. I don't know what
they're
doing.
They're
little
circles. Sorry, I'm sorry.
That is the last thing you should be.
I for one, appreciate the enthusiasm, my dear.
Right?
Yeah, bubble gum. I can't wait to actually hear what's making you do these things.
That sounds so wrong. I'm the worst at opening things.
Oh my gosh. So many packages to be opened.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Oh, okay. I will be right back. I need to test something.
Okay.
Test.
Oh. Very soft.
I got all over the place.
Rug? Oh, God. Stuff's fine. Oh, it looks like an electric blanket thing.
That's so funny.
Yeah, all right. It's definitely.
This is a bag. It looks like a fold-up.
Look at that. It's a little tennis ball.
Yeah, it looks like just like instructions.
It does feel blankety.
Yeah. And it has like a
do these all fit in this box?
Open in this idea.
It smells like cancer.
Here's Liz. This is bigger than the box.
You know when you open a new thing, there's that like.
I mean.
Yes.
All I heard was Ted say it smells like cancer.
It
does. I was like, damn.
Actually, no, there we go.
Thanks for the gift. It smells like cancer.
You know when you open like a new electronic thing, it has that like chemical.
Oh,
I love that smell for some reason.
You love cancer.
Pray tell, what does cancer smell like?
I'm gonna go. Ozone. A little bit. It's in the tube.
Hey, where are your heavy duty kitchen scissors?
They are in the
box. Okay. I'm gonna open up these.
Oh my gosh.
Pray giant box. Something.
I can't wait to hear what all of you got. I have holes to plug in the spreadsheet.
Sanho's over there just taking notes.
Oh, you have no idea.
Wait a minute. I don't know. It's not just stress.
Wait. Okay. Where's that other thing that I...
Ah,
there it go.
Let me know if it's anybody who needs some more time. I'm just going by
the sound.
I need
way more time.
Clearing away boxes.
Okay.
I'm very slow.
Mine's like, I got 79 gifts. If
yeah,
I can
I
use
did.
Seeing AI without this thing crashing. Or should I scan the boxes or should I wait and someone tell me what they
are? Do you wanna are you gonna open them or are you just gonna
No, I was just gonna scan. Well, I don't know, I guess I wasn't planning to.
This I would like it known that I love bubble wrap.
I have all of my gifts in my bag.
Give me all the bubble wrap. I will pop it off.
But I just want to roll around on top of
my bag. Who is that saying that they love bubble wrap?
Yeah.
We're going to
Me and Megan, I think.
Yes. Give me all the bubble wrap.
Can we just scan your bag thing? So satisfying.
Add the good kind that you just... Grab and twist and pop like 10 of them at
once.
Yeah, grab and twist.
At least I'm assuming.
Like, refill over time.
Oh my god, I know these are. Oh my god.
What are they?
Oh, come here.
Blank. At least my coffee. Holy shit, is that a giant thing of coffee?
I think these are. They're little.
Do you have a grinder?
No, I think they're the. They're,
Oh, fuck yeah. Ooh, chocolate covered espresso beans. Yum.
Espresso bean.
So much in paper.
Espresso
yes.
bean.
Espresso bean. Espresso frijoles.
Oh, thank you, whoever.
Mike's just eating his gifts.
Yes. I did like.
Oh, shame.
Pulled out of the thing and was like, I'm going to open this. And I opened it and was like,
yeah.
I'll drink my gift in the morning. It was perfect
really
time.
It's like a fifth of Jack.
Right.
Well,
gonna get blitzed before you go to work because that is how I too take city buses, friend.
I support you.
Well, tomorrow
I'm
working from home because I got 5G chips, and regardless of how I feel in the morning, I'm probably not going to feel good enough to travel.
Thank you, Anonymous Secret Santa. Also for my awesome shirt.
Oh, do you know what the shirt says, Blake?
I don't have the lights on in here, so I couldn't tell if it was like a logo or a design.
Oh,
the fabric is
to,
really nice feeling.
Your Secret Santa told me what it says. Would you like to know?
Sure.
Wait for the
circle. Oh, you're right, Jessica. You're right. I forgot.
Didn't
Everyone was all scanning their shit.
I have intentionally not scanned anything. I wanted to know if the person wants to tell me if the person
okay. Oh my gosh, those are so damn good. Mm.
That is actually a very good point. I'm happy that I wasted like 2 minutes trying to do it and didn't get anything.
I'm good. I got like a little tiny bit, but not enough to know what it is, so I'm
okay.
going to
yeah, same.
Wait.
Is it time to share? Everyone sounds like they've quieted
I think
down.
It's time to share.
Is anybody not ready? Mm-hmm. It's okay if you're not. These buttheads can be patient.
I'm absolutely
like,
not ready.
That is sick for every like scan thing.
Well, people can talk and pretend they like each other for a few more minutes. I believe in you guys.
I definitely tolerate at least most of you. I at least tolerate at least most of you.
I like half of you as much as slow. Whatever
right.
he says at the start.
It's the Gandalf
I like half of you, half as well as you deserve.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure where one of my gifts came from, and I feel a further need to raid this store for interesting
Looks
things.
Like grounds of something?
I. Oh my gosh! Oh. Don't mind me while I melt into a puddle.
This is
on
an insane amount of.
What's up? Oh, dear.
I'm intrigued.
Ghost sass.
I smell good.
Oh, it's
not good. And there's more. Oh.
All the wrapping paper and foam and cardboard that comes out of Christmas must be terrible.
Yeah.
So environmentally friendly.
Oregon, way to kill.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, it's fine. You hippie.
I'm up here with the hippie tree huggers.
How many trees did this gift exchange kill?
No, six.
Well, we probably killed like
don't judge me, Patrick.
We probably killed like a few branches. Can't be that much wrapping
paper. You get off a tree.
And there's this at the bottom here.
And, open it.
You want to help? We're playing it with, you know.
So you fold it.
Oh, okay.
And there is whatever it is.
And now there is more coffee and a nice, like, mug thing. And more round things. I guess it could be tea or chocolate.
Round thing.
Tantula, aren't you participating in, like, tier three Secret Santa?
I am, but we already did the other one.
Oh, and everything turned out okay?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Fine.
So, I know with multiple gifts going multiple places for different things gets really confusing.
It definitely can. I don't think anything got fucked up though.
Okay.
For her, luckily.
I hope that one of mine was in person, one of mine is online, so.
Oh, cool.
Not like last year where both of them were online and I got the same thing in both, so I had no idea which one was from who.
Oh no.
Oh, and they both didn't arrive on time either.
I don't actually remember what I got last year for the Chatwood Secret Santa.
I don't remember what I got my person last year.
What?
I don't remember who I had.
I know who I had. I just don't remember what I got.
So one of the
I had Kay last year, and Justin had me. Justin got me a Trump button, because that's what I wanted.
And Kay had Simon, and they got him a cool Harry Potter heat-changing mug.
Oh, okay.
I got Justin, and I just bought him Graphic Audio gift cards.
Makes sense. He loves that stuff.
Which made him really happy.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I don't remember who I had. That's weird. I guess I got a book. I know.
I really wish I remember what I received.
Last year I got Kay.
I hope that they aren't here because I feel terrible.
I got Kay bath bombs and a 40 pack of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. It's like 40.
Oh, that's
wow. 40 small snacks.
Well, 40 of the little snack size bags.
There's
okay.
A lot of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
That is my kind
that's
of
like
excess.
$3.49 per bag. You know what? That's not too bad.
The 40 pack was only like $20.
We can hear someone's eloquent.
Very loud.
That is very loud. Can we?
Yeah, whose eloquent is that?
Yeah, no, I'm really sorry. You're okay.
Yeah, but my
octave is that mean does that mean that you are ready to go?
Oh, no. I am kind of scared because I'm really, really bad at this. Like, I don't want to destroy the boxes. Just
destroy them.
Give me a second.
Just rip them up.
Bite into them. Yeah. Them.
They're all going to be opened anyway.
Right.
My box was basically turned to scrap wood.
Oh, yeah, I always
turned into wood chips.
I always destroy boxes when I open them. You won't
I try not to destroy boxes. I like
you won't destroy what's in them.
I like to maintain their structural integrity if I can.
That's true.
Same.
And then you whatever. I'm going to
And then I leave them and then I don't take them out when I should.
Mm. Mhm.
I get irritated when I rip the first layer of the cardboard off and I take off the tape. I'm like, no. Sometimes I can do it perfectly and other times I can't.
Well, sometimes they make you can't do it perfectly no matter how hard you try.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Very disrespectful.
It is. They should say on the pack, it's just in the packaging, cannot open without totally breaking.
Don't even try. I
consider it as a display of my enthusiasm.
Right. Completely yeah. Like a honey badger. Oh, me too. You're basically a honey badger.
Oh, it's soft. It's very soft.
But yeah, no, just rip them apart. It will genuinely be fine. The world will not end, and it will be very satisfying.
Well, I don't know if he's worried about breaking the boxes or the presents.
Or maybe he'll wake
you up. There's already other, things burning.
I don't think you have anything breakable if you are worried about that.
You have a knife, you can go the safer too.
How do you know?
Well, Mia knows everything.
If I am the godfather of Christmas, Mia is my boss. Right. Like, ooh, the power she has.
Anything that fragile would probably be risky to even ship.
Yeah, no, and then it would be wrapped in like bubble wrap and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you should be good.
Come from someone else. Huh? Oh, this is a sweet pocket.
You guys want to start? I think I'm the only one left. Almost done though.
Okay, yeah. I was going to go in alphabetical order too.
If you can listen and do that, that's fine. Yeah.
Well, I guess that'd be me, right? Yeah.
No, you're not in there as Athlon.
Oh, who I thought. Oh, I was thinking about the Zoom window.
Mm. Oh no, I'm looking at the.
I'm Athlon. Oh.
Elfster, because the list doesn't change whenever somebody talks.
That makes
like
sense.
It does on Zoom. So, Mr. Balake is up first.
Where am I? Okay, I got the first thing I opened was a nice bag with a coffee thing inside. And I proceeded to open it and extract the cloth thing, and it is a t-shirt that feels like it would fit me very well. It's a nice, like, smooth material, like, not a regular t-shirt material. I have been informed earlier that it says something, but I don't know what that is, and it's dark in here.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah, sure.
It says, shout out for those asking what the opposite of in is.
Okay.
I think it is blue. I'm not sure.
Thank you. Whoever my secret Santa is. Oh my gosh.
Yep, it was me. I got it for you.
Oh, thank you.
I had to go. I went through a list of a whole bunch of bad puns, and then
I would push back against them being bad, but I like this. So
then I went to a custom T-shirt site and put it on it for you.
Oh, you actually get a custom one.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you, dude.
Awesome. That's amazing.
Thank
it's really
you.
Cool.
It's a really nice feeling shirt, too, so I'll be able to tell it from other ones.
What the opposite of in is.
Yes. And for people are going to
be
second.
So confused.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I get it now.
When Adlon first told me, it was at 1.5 times playback speed, and so it was, you know, shout out for those asking what the opposite of in is, and I was like, what? Hold on, rewind.
Well, this solves, like, because I have a weird thing about wearing shirts where I don't know what they say, like, because people be like, oh, that's a nice shirt. I'm like, thanks. Yay, I don't know what it says.
Right?
So this is one shirt that I can definitely, like, wear and, like, will laugh when they ask what it says. Thank you, Adlon. It's a really cool shirt. My second gift is a ginormous bag of what I believe to be chocolate-covered coffee beans.
Yum.
Pounds of chocolate-covered espresso beans from this one company. I looked at a buying guide for espresso beans, and they said that one was the best one. So that's what you got.
They are very good. Thank you. Thank you.
That's so cool.
How many pounds?
They're very good.
2 pounds.
Oh, goodness.
Nice. Oh, my God.
I'm very good.
That'll last you, like, 2 hours.
I literally opened them and had like a handful. I was like, I have to close these or I will eat them all right now.
I have to hide mine from myself sometimes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Gee, I'm looking at you.
Athlon.
So I have this nice heavy shirt and it has a nice design on it and it looks like it's pretty soft. Should be good for winter time. I really like the inside of the shirt because it's not like kind of scratch, not as scratchy.
Is it a long sleeve shirt?
It's a, yeah, it's a long sleeve shirt.
Okay. So I will tell you.
It smells really good.
I don't know if your secret person's here. It is a black long sleeve shirt that I believe has Luke and Lorelei on it from Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
it says, good item.
It says life's short, talk fast.
Yes.
that is
fitting.
That fits.
It's really good.
I love the care so far taken to fit the person that people are gifting.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Tyler.
Who is, what's it called? Does someone want to speak up? Does someone want to admit their... Admit their...
according to song,
capability in giving such a gift.
What was that?
Is that according to you, they're not here?
They might not be here.
Well, it's a bit of a random lottery. For various logistical reasons, Athlon's was reassigned halfway through. And so I'm not actually sure who got what. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I also think you're going to be receiving
a couple more
things over the next
at least one more thing. That's what I hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll have to open it up on Saturday or something.
Christmas! How dare you open presents on Christmas?
Bah. I'll open them on Boxing Day.
I used to think that was literally like where you just played with the boxes that your gifts came in.
Well,
the first time I heard of Boxing Day was Ron Weasley snapping an arm off of Victor Crumb.
Okay. Yeah, the same. Actually, the same.
I always forget Americans don't actually have Boxing Day.
Too.
Yeah, we don't. We really don't.
Okay.
Emma, did you want a clothes that you didn't get? Because I got a bunch of clothes that I don't know if they're from for me.
So who is next?
Where's Emma? Emma is.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Yeah.
Actually, so, hold on. Before you, I lied. Totally lied. I just want to make sure everybody's paying attention when people are called on so that if your Santa is somebody who's not paying attention, they have a chance to be here for the announcement and everything.
Oh, that makes sense.
Blake, go beat up your, I don't know what color hair she has. I told her to beat up her redhead. So beat up your...
Why am I doing what now?
Okay, get Tangela's questions. That way Tangela comes back to Zoom.
She's right here.
Oh, excellent.
I never left.
Okay.
Well, you were
okay. Go ahead.
The first of two is one of those little tiny whistles with all of the like holes in it, and it has like a neat loopy tassely thing hanging from it, and it's really cool. Wonder who got that for me.
That's really cool.
I never know how to play these. I have seen them before. I used to have one when I was a kid, and I could never figure out how to play it, but this one is really beautiful. It's like actually, when I first pulled it out of the box, I thought it was like a heart-shaped something, but it's more like round. It's one of those like round, kind of oval ones.
An ocarina?
Yeah, that's what that is. It's probably
little teeny tiny. It's really like it fits in the palm of my hand.
But
it's so cool.
I know what those are. So that's called a pendant ocarina. If it's on a string, you wear it like a necklace, and it is real. It's playable.
It is just adorable, I will definitely need to figure out how to play it, because it is adorable.
Oh, that's really cool!
That's probably a good YouTube tutorial, assuming the person who got it for you doesn't know how to play it.
Assuming, yeah, and if they reveal themselves, you know, it just kind of depends. But my second gift is two little tiny wonderful glass vials with interesting smells emanating from them.
Like essential oils or something?
No,
they definitely aren't essential oils. They're slightly smaller than that, and they have little, I don't know what to call those, like dabber thingies on the tops.
Roll-ons. They're roll-ons.
I have never seen one, so that would explain why I was not able to identify, but they smell like fruit. And I'm not sure exactly what the smells are, but they smell like fruit, and they are fascinating, and I will definitely be trying these.
Wait, what do they do?
Perfumes.
They're perfumes.
Oh, cool.
Little teeny tiny adorable glass vials of perfume that I am intrigued by.
Those are homemade Etsy perfumes. I'm looking at the scents of them at the moment. So one of them is Lux Lisbon. I don't know who that is, but I thought the smell sounded interesting. So it's peach schnapps, strawberry, jasmine, pineapple, and musk. And then the other one is called Reading on the Porch.
It's one of those.
Which has iced tea, lemon, honeysuckle, and sugar.
Mm. Yeah, I can't tell which is which. I might have to scan these and tell, like, I can tell them apart by scent, but I can't just, like, my brain can't process which one is which. They look exactly the same. But they are adorable and amazing, and I love these. Thank you. And no by worries. Reading that out, I'm assuming that makes you my secret Santa.
It does. Who did you think it was?
I thought it was you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you kind of made it obvious during that social when you were like, people need to fill out their wish lists. And I was like, yeah, she's totally talking about me.
To be fair, I said at the time that I didn't have mine filled out either. So
yeah. There are three people who still don't.
And oh, I'm God. One of them.
There was
yeah, and the other one.
Mine was, wasn't very but clearly filled out, so...
I just dumped a bunch of interests in.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. A few people did that.
Well, for me.
I put way too much stuff in mine. Mm-hmm.
I had a hard time accessing mine for some reason, although in part because I was using the phone and then I lost my password. And then life just kept happening, and so it was like, well, I could go back to it, but honestly, I have other things, and then other things happened, and so yeah, it's a thing. The person who got what they got for me I am very grateful for it. But anyway.
Mia, anyway. I Christmas shopped off your wish list and I'm me, so that says that it's good.
Did? Oh.
In part, anyway. Not completely.
Hey, I mean, that makes sense.
The thing you opened today was not on it.
No, that's true. He got me a electric heating mattress pad thing.
I'm so excited for it.
So
But I want to know how those perfumes work for you, Emma, and if you like them, because I want to buy basically everything in that Etsy shop.
Yeah, I will. Me too. I will definitely try and figure out which one is which, and I know already offhand that I like one scent better than the other. I really need to figure out which one it is so that I can tell you, but they
I don't know
both
if it would be different,
amazing.
But you may try like doing the little rolly thing on the back of one of your hands. Maybe it's like more of a distinct thing when it's not so much.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It's true.
When it's on your skin, it's because it never smells the same when it's actually on your skin.
Mm.
Worth a try.
That is wonderful.
Okay, Jean-Pierre.
Ooh, yum. I think
I found a peach schnapps. I thought I was unmuted earlier, so I'm sorry to my secret Santa that didn't get my reaction because I was totally freaking out.
I missed it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, fuck, I was unmuted, but it's fine.
They'll get it now.
I'm really excited. And I don't know what to say, but yeah, anyways. I got two things, so I don't know if they're both from the person. One of them is a mug, which I'm not sure what says on it yet, and the other thing is a wireless keyboard, Bluetooth keyboard.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Tyler, did you get her a wireless keyboard?
That's so practical and lovely, like in one.
And, I don't know if it's the same one I had on my Elster, so my family was bothering me for ideas, so I just told them to look on my Elster. So I put this one there because it was more expensive and my family wanted more expensive gifts, but I got it for this. So yeah.
So that's really cool. I'm curious what the coffee mug says.
Yeah, me too. I could ask.
Oh no, I was muted. Ouch. Oh, so yeah. This is a different keyboard, not the same one. But yeah, Logitech, same company though. Yes. Nice. The cup is from Etsy. It's Struggle to Be a Muggle. And color is white. So
I appreciate that.
It's awesome.
Oh my goodness. I love these.
I'm thinking of so many things I want to go buy myself.
I know, right? Exactly. I know.
Yeah, the little book eater, Mia, just to like quick interlude, I am pretty sure I know which one is which. I like putting them on really helped tell them apart. And I think the little book eater one is the winner. It's just so complex and lovely. And
Oh, are they not both little book eater?
They are. One is called Reading on the Front Porch, which is what I think she means.
Yeah, I think so. That sound
the honey and tea and
yes,
that citrus thing. Lemon. And the other one is
just really cool. Sounds like it smells so good.
Pretty wonderful.
They both really do.
Sound really good.
What was the other one called?
It was called Liz Lux or
Lisbon.
Yeah.
Lux Lisbon. Yeah. No. Like buy them. Like spend all your money on them. They are amazing.
All right. That's what I'm gonna do next.
What was on the mug? I missed that.
Struggle to be a muggle.
Struggle to be a muggle. Struggle to be a
muggle. Oh, that's really good.
That's amazing.
It really is. Okay, Jessica?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So this was enchanting. The first thing that I opened was a bag stuffed full to the brim with very, very fuzzy, fuzzy socks. One of the pairs, and they are quite lovely and warm, and I'm very appreciative because I was at an event the other day and I wore the wrong shoes and my toes froze.
Oh, no.
This was very apt. I needed new socks. And then a wonderful blanket that is sort of that fleecy, velvety, warm, wonderful lushness. And then, where did it go? This one I get to show you in a couple of ways because there is a little porcelain music box of a unicorn laying down. Oh. There are flowers sprouting along, two on her tail, and then a really, really big kind of cluster of a couple sort of like on her back and climbing like to one
it's
side
a
of her
unicorn.
Back. Yes. And wonderful mane and tail. Oh, what a little flower garland that I'm only just now noticing. But when you and is that a wing? Is there another creature there? I don't need someone to tell me about this one. But when you wind it, you get
that's a cool sound.
That
we can't really hear it.
Oh no. So this is actually really funny because I have and I know that it's not from her, but there's a song. There's an old Irish song called the Unicorn, and this is a chorus, and it's actually talking it's a very silly children's song about the Ark and why unicorns were not on the Ark, and so it's actually become a favorite of mine in the past year, and the fact that it plays that when it's not a very well-known song is very funny.
That is so cool.
That's amazing. And it's very sweet, and the last one is what had me squealing. They were all really wonderful and I am enchanted with both of them. But the very last one, I need to find a tiny bit of glue because the strap for one of her shoes broke when I got her out of the box. But there is the most wonderful. Sorry, every time I look at her, I want to like squeak again.
It's the most wonderful
time
of the year.
Yes, no, they're all good. But there is a wonderful little porcelain doll. She has long curly hair that kind of falls to her waist-ish, a velvet dress, roses on the sleeves, more roses, five roses on the hem, there's a little pin, and I can't quite make out the shape of that pin. I at first thought it was a star, and then I realized that one end is kind of longer than the other. So it's not a star. There are little rose bow ribbon things on her shoes, and little buttons on either side. That's one of the straps that broke. And then little petticoats underneath the shoes. But what made me, and there's a wonderful little lace, oh, another rose on the chest that I didn't see. But there's a wonderful little sort of around the, like from collarbones to waist, there's a little kind of teardrop shaped, sorry, no one cares about dresses this much.
Yes, yes, I do.
I do. Okay.
There's a really wonderful little lace sort of applique, little like front chest piece covered in like sequins and beads and really ornate embroidery. But the bit that made me sort of jump for joy, aside from velvet dress, I love velvet dresses, is that in her the left hand, if she's facing outward, is a violin and bow. And there is a wonderful silk ribbon around her waist. And I don't know how this person found this. I have been seeking dolls with violins for a long time and not found them. And now there is one. And wonderful little lace stockings as well. So a very hard, and a wooden stand too. And the first thing that I saw was the bottom of the stand. And I was like, oh my gosh. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And if people want to give responses or announce themselves, welcome to do so.
So I'll start with the first one. The socks are all Santas and elves and snowmen things.
That's so wonderful.
They're all different, I think. So each one has a different picture on it. And I think the blanket is, I think I just got either a blue one or a gray one. I can find out for sure. It's just fairly basic, but I have one and I really like it because it's super soft. So.
Oh, it's so soft.
And then the music box, I messaged the seller to get a description and they wrote, this piece is of a unicorn with a light blue tail and blue hair with handcrafted porcelain flowers placed around the neck and body. The unicorn is in a lying down position with the head up and a cute fairy girl sleeping on its stomach.
Oh, I see that now. That is darling.
Oh, a fairy for fairy.
Yes.
Our sellers always good at describing things.
The doll. I have no idea. I was looking at so many things. I got so lost in Etsy. It's dangerous.
Oh, I know. Jessica introduced me to Etsy, and I will be poor for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's where I linked to my favorites, and I was a little worried after I did that because I have so much random shit in there. I was just like,
God, I want so much of it though. That all sounds so cute.
I just want all of Etsy, like right. Just all yes. Of it.
Just buy Etsy.
Yes.
All of Etsy.
Become the new CEO and then just claim all of it as yours.
All you individual sellers, you must bow down to me and give me everything.
Yes, exactly. Okay, where am I?
But the doll?
Oh, the doll, yeah.
If you have, and if you don't, it's okay.
I think the pin might also be a violin, but I'm not sure. They didn't describe that one to me. I mean, you described it way better than the... person did, okay. Honestly.
And the sighted person did. The week after.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have no idea how I found her. I can't remember.
Like, I'm going to sell you my shit, but I ain't going to tell you what I'm selling.
It might be a violin. It's a little hard to tell. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't want to say more and got distracted. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's all so darling.
Okay. Mayank, are you prepared, sir?
Yeah, I mean, let's see. So I'll go with the order that I've opened them. So my bed is all, yeah, never mind.
What about your bed?
So this is, I mean, it's, there's literally no space. I mean, no, this is the gift spread. So this is a cup, I think. I'm not sure. I can't feel anything tactile on this, so, but yeah, this is a cup. I'm pretty bad at this, by the way.
No worries.
This is the second box I opened. There's two similar, smaller, rectangular, cuboidal boxes. So I think there are a bunch of square-shaped, I think something edible. I could be wrong. I don't know. Like this, maybe cookies? I don't know. I really don't know. There are two boxes. I've opened one of them. I would guess the second one is also the same. And the third box has three similar looking packages. I think these are chocolates, I think I missed putting these on my wish list. I remember. The fourth box is something. Is it something electric? I'm not sure. It is. It's a metal. It's a metal something. It's rubber. Hold on. Yeah. So. Yeah, no, I'm awful at describing things.
No, you're not. It's okay.
No. So I can feel something, like a rubbery something at the base of it. Mm-hmm. It's a metal. It's let's say I think a foot long thing, there's a wire running from the like one end of it. Mm-hmm. And I think.
Do you have it out of the box?
Is it a box? I do. Yeah. This is I can't recognize the plug exactly. It's a very thin, not very thin one, but like a circular pin. I've never seen this before. I have no idea.
What's on the end that doesn't have a plug?
On the top there's something. Is something like a foot pedal? I'm not sure. I can.
Okay.
Perhaps
I can clarify slightly. If I'm not mistaken, and the reason I was asking for details is because I might be mistaken, that is the sustain pedal that was on your wish list.
Ah, okay.
I'm assuming that pairs cool. with something you have already.
Do you play piano?
Yeah, I have a keyboard, but I wanted a sustain pedal, but I've never actually seen one myself.
Oh. So does it have like a pedal thing that you can push down on the other end?
It does. Yeah, that's
now what. Is it a real pedal like a piano would have, or does it like does the whole thing just press down?
Because
I couldn't tell from the description which one it was.
Yeah, so this does press down actually. Okay. So
that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to try this out, though.
That is amazing.
So many
I hope it works well. Yeah, it drives me crazy to have, like, one of the cheapo pedals that comes with most pianos, and it's really, I think it's kind of criminal that they give you such cheap ones with it. So I hope that works better.
Thank you.
The mug is, and I am sorry to say this is not well described, but it's a Gryffindor mug.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Gryffindor.
I think you should get
Slytherin.
I think you should get a description of
how did
you know
it's a Gryffindor?
Well, it said that much in the listing, but it didn't describe it very well. It was the biggest one I could find, because I feel like bigger is usually better. I really wanted to do something Hitchhiker's Guide themed, because that's kind of the underdog of the, like, geeky theming, but I couldn't really find anything good. All of them were tiny, and...
This is amazing.
Yeah. And you are right about the others being cookies. I can look up the exact name of them, which I should have done before this all started, but
no,
hindsight,
that's okay.
I will send you what
they
are.
I like to be surprised, so that's okay.
Also, yeah, you should try them first, but then I'll send you what they are so you can get more of them if they're good.
Sure, yeah. The fifth package is a big mug, but I'm pretty sure it's not a mug.
Oh, is that the Gryffindor one, maybe?
No, no, that's a different
one. Wait, huh?
Oh, it's not a mug. It's like a... Again, this is something I've never seen before. So what am I missing? Hold on.
A thermos?
Something like that, yeah. Like a jug.
What happens if you pull the top off?
I'm trying to do that. I don't want to... It works. I'm able to pull the top off. There are tiny cups inside. No, there's one. Oh, there's a spoon inside. Okay.
Okay.
Not sure if you can hear this, but yeah.
Is there a thing that you can pull up and down?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Oh.
That is a French press.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Fancy coffee.
That is amazing.
Yeah. That's so much. Thank you.
That's really
okay.
Cool.
I have to.
And if you need to know how to use
it's
that,
it's time to
I,
change my coffee habits. Yeah, go on.
I can tell you how.
That would be great because I've never used this before.
They're
wanted one though.
Yeah.
Very handy.
You,
very
I think
very
you had one on your wish list, and I don't recall if that's actually the one that I ended up getting. I kind of tended to go for whatever had good reviews and didn't really care about much else. But. Yeah,
which is good because I literally am bad at knowing what good French press is in the first place. So never seen one before. So yeah, okay.
I loved using a French press. They're really nice.
Yeah, I've really wanted one. Thank you.
I have one. I should try it.
I remember you hinted. Shopping at an Amazon which is not in like Canada and US, so I just wanted to use me. So,
I told him he gave it away when he said that. I was like, "What? You just ruined Christmas."
No,
I didn't think I gave it away. I figure it might kind of be, but there is at least one other person who that could possibly fit.
True. Well, but his his address is a. P.O. box in New York, so.
Oh, okay, right. Well, nobody else knows that.
Or a forwarding address.
Well, now we all do.
I certainly don't.
That's true. Yes, go shop for him. You will never find the right one, I'm sure.
I wanted to shop for some other people, so I understand why it didn't show everyone's address, but I wish it did.
Right?
Yeah.
Preach.
I don't know how I made mine show for everybody. It's weird.
Yeah, that is
magic.
Weird.
Decapitated a goat and made a sacrifice to Satan.
True!
Anyway... Okay. Please feel free to message me on Telegram about any of the above.
Do you have mine already? Because if
thank
you don't,
you.
I can
give
you. Oh, addresses. So our gifts, not addresses. Sorry, I thought you were talking about.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I probably do. Do I? I don't know.
No. I mean, you don't need it for anything. I just like got confused on what you were talking about. Never mind. Ignore me.
Okay, again.
There's a lot of M's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all in the world.
So, in my hands, I hold a
gorgeous figurine that I am absolutely in love with. So it is two dolphins side by side. They look like they're jumping over a wave. And so one is like curled at the fins and is like looking like it's jumping super high, and the other one's kind of like, yeah, okay, like la-di-da. And then the one that's la-di-da-ing has what looks like to be like a smile. Mm-hmm. I don't know, its mouth is kind of open just slightly, and then the other one's just like on a mission. And I love just how tactile this is, and I haven't been able to put it down since I pulled it out of the little box, except to pop the bubble wrap. And I'm just absolutely in love with it. So thank you, whoever my secret Santa is.
Happy dolphin miss. I am kind of just incredibly relieved right now because I wasn't sure which one you got. I was just absolutely terrified that that was going to be lost forever. So the two that you didn't get are replaceable, and I can replace them if we really can't find them. Yeah, I like, if you want to call Post or I can call Post, someone can call Post, because you are deserving of all the dolphins, and you will be getting all the dolphins eventually, because I will replace those things for you, because, you know, it's Christmas, ma'am.
Christmas.
But yeah, I'm just very happy that you enjoy it. I know you were like totally lusting after that, so.
Yes, thank you. I am absolutely like in love with this, and I don't know where I'm going to put it.
I want to see so many of these things.
Me too.
Right? Me too.
Me too.
Also, how does everybody manage to get all the really tactile stuff? Like the way that basically everybody who's gotten anything tactile has been able to describe it in so much detail is pretty.
Yeah, I've literally been really sitting here for the last hour trying to figure out how I was going to describe it. Okay,
and that, do you want to know what else you'll be getting now, or
sure.
Do you want to know when you get them?
I kind of want to know.
So, you are also getting, that figurine, by the way, is vintage. And there were like four other people that wanted it, but you got it, and yay Christmas. But it is vintage, and it is made, what is it made of? I don't have it open.
It's ceramic.
I think you're right. I think it is ceramic. But you are also getting a resin keychain, and that is, these are all dolphins, by the way. She's getting a keychain, and you are also getting two ceramic ornaments that can also stand upright and double as figurines.
Oh my goodness. Thank you.
That's really cool.
You're welcome. And
I really hope I can find them. But,
yeah, you will have them. If you can't, you will still have them.
That reminds me, I guess, I don't know, Athlon, if you're around, but I wonder, would you like the description of what at least one of your other RBR gifts is going to be?
No, I'm not talking about it.
Okay.
I would want to know.
Right.
I'm impatient. Right.
Well, to be fair, he might be a bit saturated at the moment because he's been getting gifts for days due to it being Christmas and his birthday and his family and me.
He gets saturated. It's wonderful.
I mean, you're welcome to date me, and then your birthday and Christmas can be really fun.
All right. Okay. Oh, me. Okay.
How did you not see that coming?
I skipped to Nick for some reason.
Yeah. What?
So I got a super, super, super soft cat bed, I'm assuming, because there's no way I'm laying on that thing. It's really, really soft, and I think if it's the one that was on my wish list, it's a self-warming one. Like, I think it like reflects their body heat and keeps them a little toastier than a regular cat bed might.
Ooh, I wonder if
it's
you could put it
thick and wonderful.
If you have a patch of sunlight in your apartment, you could probably put it in that, and it would reflect even more warmth.
Oh, you're probably right. I have a perfect spot. And I know that as soon as I put this thing down, Felix is going to never leave it.
Well, can I get another one for Ivy?
I know. They could cuddle. They do already.
Aww.
That's pretty cute.
I didn't think about I thought it would be big enough for two cats. Oh, well.
It would be, maybe because they literally do cuddle. He lays down and she lays on his stomach.
Is Ivy the little spoon?
So I was going to do a thing and send it to myself and then braille something on it and then send it to you, but then it got late. But did you get the note that I sent?
Oh my god, yes!
Oh, okay.
What did it say? No,
it was amazing. Do you remember what you wrote?
It said something around the lines of, some Amazon delivery person left this in my possession before he ditched. It was time it was returned to you. Use it well.
I love it.
Very Merry Christmas to you.
I read that and I was like,
love it.
I thought I know who this might be.
Yeah.
I couldn't resist.
My fellow Harry Potter nerd. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this, and my kitties are going to adore you. Thank you.
That was the point, because when I do meet them, they have absolutely no reason not to like me, so.
He's just bribing them early.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Shamelessly. But I'm glad you like it, and hopefully it is very popular.
Thank you so
Along
much.
The cat,
really
the cat population.
I'm sure it will be. Those greedy butts. And from me to you, it is now your turn.
Oh, look at that. I got a blanket of a very smooth sort of like almost, I don't know if it's synthetic, but it looks like it might be cotton and it stretches. And then I also got a mug that is very smooth, a coffee mug. Pardon my voice, the 5G symptoms are kicking in. It looked like a wristband, but it turns out it fits around a coffee mug, and it looks like it might be some sort of like a thermal insulated coffee cup holder thing.
Oh, cool.
I've always wanted one of those.
So I'm your super Tana. And when you said that you thought it was a wristband, I was going to clarify today, but I'm glad you figured it out. It is a coffee cup cozy. And you might need someone to describe it, but it's supposed to be the Tri-Wizard themed.
Harry Potter. Oh, I have the Goblet of Fire.
Oh my god, you have the Goblet of Fire!
There you go.
And then the mug is the same one I got, actually, ironically. It says, life is a struggle when you're a muggle.
Oh my god!
And well, it is a struggle.
It is, yeah. And then the blanket is also Harry Potter themed. So again, with that, I didn't get a really good description, so I'm sorry. But yeah,
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No worries.
I'm to call Ira.
Yeah.
There's so many Harry Potter themed things here. I love it.
I know.
Well, I kind of went off his wish list, and I'm like, who doesn't like Harry Potter?
It wasn't very populated, but I apologize.
No, that's okay. I kind of just went for it, and Mia introduced me to Etsy, and I'm like, oh my god, all these Harry Potter things.
Dangerous place.
This is the first time I've ever heard of Etsy.
I'm hearing common theme here.
So, enjoy.
Sanho?
Etsy, helping people gift since, I don't know when they opened.
I was going to say, did we miss Patrick? Oh.
Yeah, it's Patrick. Yeah. I don't know if he was saying your name, like calling you, or like he actually had
to... I don't know if he was implying I was. That I should... Oh, I thought that you were implying that I and Etsy should have a thing going, and I agree.
No, I mean, you totally should, but my question was actually,
why didn't we chip in and get your amazing describer friend something awesome and then make her come along and describe people's right? things that had descriptions?
Not a bad idea. If you'd like me to text her for anyone here, let me know, because she would probably hop on in her pajamas and help us out.
Generate pocket versions.
Text her for the social. I don't want to bring someone to something that like she's not going to be able to participate in.
That makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, Patrick.
Okay, so I have three gifts here. My Secret Santa hinted that I had two coming, so mm-hmm. I got an extra here. I don't know if it's from someone here or not. If it is, let me know. If not, then the mystery continues. So I have a really nice pair of mittens. They're nice, they're light, and they're nice and warm, but they're breathable. Like, they're not really thick and like a tougher outside than you usually see. They're nice and, yeah, they're soft and light, and they feel like they're going to be really comfortable.
What do they feel like they're made of?
I mean, they're...
Mitten material.
It's like kind of woolish. I'm not... all up on my materials, but I don't know, whoever bought them can tell me. This is not my forte, but they feel really comfortable, and I think I'm going to enjoy wearing these. I have a mug, nothing tactile on it, so I don't know what it has on it, what it says. It came with a little paper packet in it that I'm assuming has like some kind of hot chocolate or something in it. Ooh. And I have a box of, I believe they're Ferrero chocolates, but I had to open something to check because usually they come like just individually wrapped in the box, but now I guess they've changed the format and they're in packs of three.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's like they still have the nice little gold foil wrapping around it, but they're also in individually wrapped packs of three. So I could bring a long little pack of three with me somewhere, and you know, they're a little more secure, and then I leave the rest at home.
Who joined?
Katie.
Hey. Hi, Ty.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Would Patrick like to know?
Patrick, Merry Christmas, ho ho ho.
Oh, one Canadian to another. No wonder it's all nice and cozy warm.
I would kill 27 people for Megan to be Santa Claus. Like, oh my God.
27, that's a lot of people.
Oh yeah, if anyone has a list of exes they don't like, sign me up.
I'm here for this.
So which ones are you responsible for?
All of them, actually.
Oh, okay.
The chocolate was a last minute thing. I was like, yeah, let's just do it. And then the mug says Muggle on the Streets, Wizard in the Sheets.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God, Megan.
That is 100% Genevieve's fault. She showed it to me, and I immediately put it on my list.
That is perfect.
You mentioned it one night on Zoom, and I was just like,
oh yeah.
Oh my God.
I might cry. I love that so much.
My God.
It's amazing. I'm glad someone got it.
I think that's my favorite mug yet.
I'm here for this mug.
And the mittens, I figured you could probably use when you were traveling to work and whatnot.
Aww.
So they are brown, and they have like owl patterns on them from the what I can tell from the description. You might have to get somebody to describe them.
Okay.
But they are pure. There's two types of wool. There's acrylic wool, and there's some other wool I can't remember.
Oh, so it is wool. Okay, I'm not completely hopeless.
Yay!
Could
you?
Oh, hello! Merry Christmas.
I'd be a wizard in the sheets, but at least your Gagey is finally kicking in.
A wizard in the sheets.
Please change your Twitter name now.
No, that's a hashtag forever. That's a hashtag after reading. Like a really, really good night or an anniversary.
But that's your email signature for work.
If you're being like covert, you could also just shorten it to WITS, WITS, hashtag WITS.
Oh,
hashtag WITS. Do you have your WITS about you tonight?
I mean, it's such a witty if mug, too, mug, so.
I know, that's actually very fitting.
I have my WITS about me tonight. Do you have your WITS about you tonight?
Oh, yeah, every night.
Okay. And up next is Sanho.
Well, I opened mine last week before I went on my trip to Ohio. Oh, that's right. But, do not steal my thunder, good lady. I will throw down.
Back. Take your thunder.
So, just so everyone knows, if you weren't there, P.S., you should have been there. Shame on you. Jessica, lovely, wonderful, amazing, incredible fairy.
No.
She knows that she knows that I appreciate mindfulness and that I really struggle with self-care. And she got me first an incredible tin of tea that is chicory root and black pepper and cinnamon and licorice root and right, exactly. And so then she apologizes and is like, oh, I found out after buying that for you that that is your favorite kind of tea, which P.S., like, who the hell says that? But also, she didn't get the, like, run-of-the-mill garden variety, amazing, super rare, hard-to-find tea. No. She got, like, etzified, badass, micro-brew-esque, I don't even know what the word here would be, tiny little tea maker who's like, knock, knock, motherfucker, Beyonce's back, here's your self-care. And then,
was he a dragon?
What? Anyway, and then there was also a Victorian teacup and matching saucer that were made of this beautiful beveled clay/ceramic. It has the most, I don't even know how to say it, subtle wave pattern built into the ceramic, but not going up and down vertically, coming toward you and away from you in the wall of the cup. And it's slightly spiraled around the edges. Oh my god, it's just tactily beautiful. Like one of those things that you see and you're like, that's a fucking work of art. And the handle comes out and swoops upward to a point, which you don't see often with teacups, and it reminds me of a little elf ear. And I think that that was everything.
It was the book, but...
Oh, that's right. So she also sent me, thank you, she also sent me an audiobook that is this beautiful, deep, quiet, sonorous Christmas story that I have really bad insomnia, and I have fallen asleep each time I've listened to it, which is sort of a miracle.
Aww.
Have you actually read it all the way through yet?
I have not gotten to the last few minutes.
That is, I did not know this, and that is really...
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It is just that's beautiful amazing. And cozy and good.
That's wonderful.
It was not so much Victorian as vintage, and it was not fancy. It was the organic tea, but it was not like, you know, the micrology of all the tea makers. It was
just accept it.
Look at her trying to downplay it. It was badass and neat and perfect and good.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. That is the main thing.
What? It's okay. It's just the delivery.
Okay, now I believe it is Simon.
Yes.
Okay, so I have in front of me a t-shirt, a really nice t-shirt. It's like thick and warm for t-shirt standards, and I honestly don't have enough of those. On the front, it has some writing and a design that I've been trying to place from the beginning and can't place, and then some more writing. I also couldn't get any text from Seeing AI, which surprised me. I could only get a couple words. However, I like this. Ahead. What?
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. No, just that's all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what the design. I don't remember what the design is. But the writing, it says, "I cry because others are stupid." It's a Sheldon Cooper quote.
Oh my god!
I remember that episode.
Perfect.
The design is probably will be Big Bang related.
I will Ira-fy it.
And I'm glad it's warm, like a t-shirt, but warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the good ones. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's perfect. Very fitting.
Merry Christmas.
I am going for the first time in a long time to see family, and I think I'll wear this and you know. It will be aimed at other people according to them, yeah. But it will be aimed at them because they refuse to get vaccinated. Oh. So that can just be my little joke.
There you go. I got large, like it said on your wish list, but if for some reason it doesn't fit, let me know and we'll get it exchanged.
Simon's I like larges. Yeah, that's basically why I need large. Yeah. Because I'm tall. Medium is fine, like a round is fine, but they're too short.
Oh, yeah.
Just wear baggy stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, okay. I didn't realize I still had a wish list.
Yeah,
I mean, it's mostly
you
don't have like individual items, but you put in notes like it's that you said the organizer of this challenged me to create a non-techie wish list. So here we go, and you listed a bunch of stuff.
That is true. And,
okay, that's left over from the last chat mode thing.
Patrick, I have a bone to pick with you.
Yes, oh. Please throw down in public. I'm mm-hmm. here for this.
Quietly.
Oh.
Wait, what?
No, you can't just taunt the whole group.
No, sorry. I was preempting a Telegram message. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Mia.
Got you.
Yeah.
Sonho, I need to tell you something.
Out.
Sonho,
yes,
I need to tell you something.
Punish me.
I told you it's someone
no
I did know
you.
Well.
I thought you didn't. I thought you
no,
said
I,
didn't.
I told you I did.
This was like so many weeks ago now. Okay. I don't know why I'm arguing it with you.
Did TSP get a gift?
Sonho.
He did not.
No.
Our
isn't the things happen.
Final person is Miss Tamala.
Oh, tight.
So the first thing that I opened was some CDs and CD cases, which I realized was not part of my Secret Santa. Oops. On the other hand, now I know where the Amazon order went. The second thing that I opened was a very huge, weighted, adorable stuffed, what looks like a cat, I think. It has very big, floppy Yay! Ears. I think it's a cat. And he's very, very soft. I like got very excited and threw him at Blake and was like, "You have to see this."
I guess since it's obvious who your Secret Santa is, may I describe it?
I'm sorry?
Since it's obvious who your Secret Santa
yes,
is, may
yeah,
I describe it? It is not a cat. It is Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Aww.
And so he exactly. So he is blue, and he basically looks like a koala. But he happens to have a couple of extra limbs and some spikes in his back and antennae, etc., and can talk and shoot guns and say sassy shit.
He is
so
very soft.
He is a weighted 14-inch tall Stitch.
Aww. Thank you so much.
Oh my god, I have not seen that movie in literal years.
Right?
And then there are two things of, I think they're Lindoris? Two big boxes of Lindors in like this nice packaging.
For the record, those are not. Those are Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nice.
I scanned the packaging, but it was
nope,
not.
You're fine. Yeah, so they're Ferrero Rocher hazelnut.
Oh, thank you so much.
Those are delicious.
They are fantastic.
I've never tried them.
They're very, very good.
Like you probably have, and you just don't know it.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, they're pretty common, but they're delicious. Then I got a bunch of clothing, but I do not know if that is from my Secret Santa or if I opened the wrong thing.
That
or
is
like...
not from me. That is not from RBR.
Okay. Then I'll have to figure out who that is from. Thank you. Did I miss anything? I don't think
there
I missed
There are two
anything.
Other things.
Oh, I did? Oh. Oh, yes. The giant, like, amount of coffee here.
Okay. Can I tell
yes.
you what... Okay, so I apologize. I didn't have the time because of shipping delays. I didn't want to risk getting them, brailing them, and sending them to you.
That's fine.
So, well, and because I'm an idiot, and as you can tell, I thought that everything had to be delivered by November 21st, so I was a little bit ahead of the game. Okay, so they're bones, and you have a giant bag of chocolate hazelnut, and then you have...
Are you here?
Heard, yeah, I heard hesitation, sorry.
Oh no, I said yum.
Oh, gotcha. So, we have a giant bag of chocolate hazelnut, and then you have small bags of French toast, cookies and cream.
Oh my god.
Dark chocolate, maple bacon.
Oh my gosh.
I am so excited.
And butterscotch caramel.
Oh, these all sound amazing.
But the butter, all of them should be self-evident by name, but the butterscotch caramel goes by Highland Grog. And then there should be one more.
There's a big mug.
There should be two mugs. I did not get you a mug.
I think that came in the coffee thing, so.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, they might have given you a Christmas gift on the side.
Okay. What am I missing?
The clothing.
Apparently that was not.
If you want me to tell you, I'll tell you, and then you can figure that out.
Yeah, okay. That might be the easiest.
So the one that I believe I heard you reference earlier, I did get you a heating pad.
Oh, the heating blanket, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
So is there like extra large Sunbeam heating pad, has some settings, should be a tactile remote.
It is. It is a very tactile remote.
The thing that you apparently have not gotten repeatedly was a giant set of 112, what are they called? They're those blocks that you like. They have the bristly bits on the end. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, interesting. Yes, because I did receive one of those, but was told that it was from the other Secret Santa.
That's
so now I don't know whether I received...
I thought I saw a box somewhere.
Gotcha. But anyway, so that's what I had to have resent a couple of times.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I mean, in the scheme of things, I would rather it be that needs to be resent than the others.
Yeah.
Okay, snow.
This coffee smells incredibly good.
I know.
Can you, at some point, send me a list of these coffees? Would that be something you could do? Okay. Totally. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
This is awesome, you guys. You all did such an amazing job.
What a wonderful scope of
a gift. Right?
Yeah, this is very cool. And...
It's I can drink really, out of a goblet really of fire in the morning.
Came through. Just don't put your name into it.
Okay. Well, there was a piece of paper in it.
Is that everybody?
Oh my god.
Yep.
It's so, Harry Potter's name.
I'm sad that Ryok isn't here. Is he the person who couldn't make it earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
I know it's like ridiculous early for him.
Yeah, if I see him on Chatmod or if he's in a group, I'll tell him because I was just a good Santa.
Aww.
Where'd you get him?
I got him. So Graphic Audio is doing a bunch of specials for Christmas stuff. So I got him a like $50 Graphic Audio gift cardy thing. So hopefully
that
we can pick up
awesome.
A bunch more than normal on Christmas sales and stuff.
That's cool. I think he was one of the people that got me into Graphic Audio originally, so
yeah,
he clearly likes it.
Yeah, he's like, any tech product you think is whatever, and I was like, that's suitably vague. Like, what do you have?
Here is a lightning cable.
Yeah, and he mentioned like the Xbox thing, but I don't know if he still plays that, or I would have gotten that. But I do know
he's had that same wish list for like 3 years.
Yeah, that's what they.
Update
your
wish list, people.
Yeah.
And I missed him on chat mode for like, because he was on the day that I was on. It was just later on. I was busy. I didn't see it, and like, I felt bad. But yeah, when he's
he can be hard to reach.
So I'm in an interesting predicament now. I did what was suggested and tried each scent on the backs of my hands, and. The longer I sit here, the more I'm realizing how potent these are, and I don't actually think I'm able to leave my room because
turn
my
away.
Hates smellable things.
Turn away, turn away, turn away, Dixieland.
So or... I'm just, like, stuck here.
Well, you know what? Off. If you're going to be in prison, that's a good prison to be
it
in.
It is. They are lovely. Steal Patrick's
mittens. Put them on.
There you go.
Yeah, I might need to.
These
are amazing.
That was fun.
You guys all did such a great job.
That was so much fun to watch everyone be so happy.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was so happy, and it was
I'm going to wear this shirt. I have not wearing a shirt right now, but I'm going to wear this shirt because it's
You're
nice.
Not wearing a shirt? What the? Why are you in the living room?
Don't worry. I'm covered by a cover.
Uh-huh.
I am wearing my ocarina as well.
I am wearing my socks.
Oh, that's right. It's a necklace. My blanket.
Oh, you got an ocarina?
A little tiny pendant
those
ocarina.
Are so cool.
It's
yeah.
It's one of the 6-hole ones as well.
Yeah, so. Those are so cool.
I hope you can learn to play it. I'm
really excited to figure out how to play it.
I don't know how to play it, so we can figure it out together. If you find out how to play it, let me know.
There yeah. are some,
Katie, don't you
there
have
are
an
some articles on WikiHow, apparently.
Yeah. I do have one.
I feel like I've seen it. I just can't remember what it looked like.
I think mine's an 8-hole, because mine has the 6, but it's got 2 on the bottom, too.
Yeah.
So...
It's well, not an 8-hole, it's an 8-hole.
The 6-hole has the 2 on the bottom and then 4 on the top, and then there's also the one where the air comes out on the bottom and then the mouthpiece. So there are a total of 8 holes, but only 6 of them are the finger holes.
Yeah, I have 8 finger holes. 6 what? On top, 2 on bottom, yeah.
Wild.
That's so cool.
I guess there's different ones. I don't know. We'll have to play with them. I'll be interested to see if you figure it out.
Yeah, I wish I could. I wish I could look at the images. I might have to get someone to talk me through the perspective and positioning because I'm not sure which fingers I'm supposed to use.
Well, Emma, if you're stuck in your room, why not figure it out now?
Very true.
I've never known anyone else who had one, so this is interesting.
Yeah, I had one when I was a little teeny child.
Hey, Karina.
Was long ago lost somewhere. So I'm very excited.
I'll have to go back to the recording because I was mainly interested in because I didn't have my life together back when this was happening, but I was mainly interested in who had who. Like it was just a big thing for me. I was I want to pop on and see who had who.
Oh cool. Oh my god, that's right, you get to go play doctor. And so, yes, Katie, exactly. That was the most fun thing for me, was getting to just kind of tabulate who had who. And
were you right? There were a couple of people tonight you thought you were you knew everything. Were you right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
There were a couple of people who didn't announce, whose elves didn't announce themselves.
Only one, I think.
Yeah. So we can
Does anybody not know who they literally who have them?
I think we were all transparent with each other.
Yeah, I think the only person that doesn't currently know is Athlon.
Well, I think that's process of elimination.
Yep.
yeah. Because there happens to be only one person who's not here.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
It's interesting.
Okay,
you said his got changed halfway through?
Yeah, correct. So I'm going to attend to that awkwardness, and there's no judgment here. But so Ryak wasn't able to participate in that way, and so Athlon's ended up being redistributed. And the reason that...
He did actually follow through yesterday.
Gotcha.
So you will be getting something at some point.
Okay, so somebody had 2 names, or...
couple people
took over, offered to.
So informally just picked up this. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
You're a little close to your mic.
Gotcha.
And Athlon, what Mia just said is Ryok did send something yesterday, so it'll be to you soon. And so you should have another couple coming. Yeah, look at that. He's quietly talking about how special he feels.
Aww, so special. Okay, thanks for doing this, you guys. Thanks for all being here and participating and
being
as on top of it as you can.
Yeah, thank you for coordinating.
Athlon, yes, terrible really one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He is waving my foot around as though I am, I don't know, Hobbit. Emphatically discussing something Hobbit. At a town hall meeting.
Pretend it's a wand and say Expelliarmus.
Right.
And you talk with your feet instead of your hands, right?
Thank God he cannot hear you. And, oh, so I will say, the inside of his Gilmore Girls hoodie is the softest material on the planet. It is like, it's like fleece, but softer.
It's not a hoodie.
Oh, that's right, it's not a hoodie, it's a sweatshirt. Anyway. And so it's like fleece and ridiculously soft and still thin and amazing, and it is going to mysteriously disappear from his house.
Here's a coffee sticker.
Yeah, because you guys wear the same sizes, don't you?
Ew. Damn it. Even though, according to Tyler, I am rotund.
I think it comes with the bone stuff. I got one too.
Tyler thinks everybody's rotund.
Yeah, that's true. Can you please? Okay.
That's hilarious.
I feel like Oprah. You know, because Oprah has so much money that the way she lost weight is by paying people to physically exercise her for her while she just sort of laid there and
you get a health plan.
Right, exactly.
And you get a health plan. And everybody gets a